The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are enjoying the Game Bar and Grill here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Mike and I actually having some boneless wings right now. What'd you go with? I got lemon pepper. Oh, I see you're eating. I'm sorry.
I'm good. Garlic Parmesan.
All righty. Getting into some Saints-Falcons talk. Speaking of birds, the Falcons come to the Superdome on Sunday. They're leading the NFC South right now. To help us break that down and talk about everything black and gold, Super Bowl champ and Saints pregame and postgame analyst Scott Shanley is joining us. Scott, always appreciate the time, and how you been this crazy week?
Yeah, I'm doing good. A lot going on this week for sure on multiple fronts, but it's going good. Hoping for a big win this weekend in the Dome against the Dirty Birds.
Scott, when change like this happens, you sort of get a little bit of a bump. I think the enthusiasm, and, you know, Darren Rizzi, personality-wise, is kind of the 180 against Dennis Allen. But still, the wounds on this football team are still there, okay? The deficiencies are still there. Hopefully, you can get Eric McCoy back. Either next week or the following. But the holes on this football team are obvious. But I think that initial game, you get a little bit of a bump. And we've seen some crazy stuff. And you've been involved with crazy games against the Falcons. I don't care if it's in Atlanta or in New Orleans.
Yeah, the rivalry is fun because both teams have been pretty competitive. I mean, there's hate between the cities. When we were there, Matt Ryan has also got Roddy White. There's always tons of trash talk going back and forth. This year, I don't know if there's going to be as much now. I mean, the Falcons kind of look at the Saints like, you know, you're a team in turmoil. You don't have a head coach. But I agree with you. I think, you know, Mr. Benson knew that Dennis wasn't going to come back. So I think at that point, when you know that he's no longer going to be your coach, you do something different to inject some life into the team, into the fan base. Because without hope, you know, what's the incentive for people to go to the game? What's the incentive for people to buy product? What's the incentive for people to turn the TV on? I mean, I understand those things from an ownership standpoint. And once you know Dennis is no longer going to be your head coach, you have to do something different. So I think as a player, you know, there's a lot of guys in that building who love Dennis Allen, who hated to be the reason Dennis got fired because he didn't play well. But at that, it's the business of winning from the front office to coaching to playing. If you're not winning, they're going to replace you. And that's just where this organization is right now. And, I still think this team, when healthy, can beat anybody on any given Sunday. They're a talented team, but the injuries have just been too much to overcome.
Question. And nobody's got enough depth when you get hit that hard. And there's only so many Band-Aids you can put on the wound. And then, you know, you got the aftermath. One of the things with Atlanta, Scott, that they're one of the better, I would say one of the top three or four rushing teams in the NFL. The way they built up front along the offensive line. And then you got Bijan Robinson. But one pain in the butt every time you play him is Tyler Allgeier. Man, I don't know what it is, and you've been involved in, you know, I play better against that team than this team. Tyler Allgeier, every time he'll line up against the Saints. If you got him in fantasy football, you might be happy.
You know what? You said there, it's funny because there's certain running backs that nobody really pays much attention to, because obviously when you have Bijan Robinson, he's going to get all the credit and the love because he's an outstanding player. But he, you're right. Algier's just one of those backs that if you're one-on-one, he seems to need more than one guy to tackle him. And he's a powerful guy. He makes – and then you say, well, he's powerful. He must not be shifty, and he makes guys miss in space. So those second running backs, those guys who come in to give the starter a breather, are always kind of the forgotten guy. But sometimes those guys are the most dangerous. We went through that. I remember back in the day with Carolina Panthers, they always had two really good running backs. And, you know, you'd always try to focus on taking the starter out, and the second guy would come in, and he'd end up hurting you more than the first guy. So he's the guy you have to gang tackle. If you don't get in your gap, the Saints have had trouble in the running game. If you don't stay in your gap and fill all those lanes, the running game for Atlanta can certainly hurt you, no doubt.
One of the things with Kirk Cousins, and he's had some big games against the Saints also. I don't care if he's he was with Washington or with the Vikings, and he didn't really light them up the last time, because all I know is I don't see how you lost that one, because you didn't give up one offensive touchdown all game long. You give up a touchdown off a muff punt, and then you get a pick six. Cousins is, I think, Scott, you could kind of draw the game plan up against him. If you can get pressure up the middle on him and get him off his mark, that's when he's going to throw something up that you maybe can pick off. But if you don't get pressure up the middle on him, you're in trouble, because he's just going to pick you apart. He's a seasoned vet, and people say, well, blitz him all the time. Well, man, he's smart enough. He wants you to blitz you all the time, because he knows where his read is real quickly.
Yeah, and I think the one thing about Kirk is, he's a streaky guy. When he's on fire, he's on fire. I mean, you saw a few weeks ago he threw for 500 yards or 400 yards against the Buccaneers. Maybe he's almost close to 500. They went to overtime. He's a streaky quarterback that when he's playing well, he plays as good as the best of them. And the one thing you mentioned it, it's easy to say, well, he doesn't do as good against the blitz, so just blitz him every play. The problem with him in Atlanta is he's got mismatches. He's got Bijan Robinson out of the backfield. He's got Kyle Pitts. He's got Drake London. London's been banged up a little bit. I don't know if he's going to play, but those mismatches, when you blitz, you really have to like your matchup, and the Saints are banged up in the secondary, so I don't know if the Saints are going to bring a lot of heat. I could see them trying to take away the running game, playing a lot of zone, trying to keep the ball in front of them.
One of the guys that's really come through for them, and he's sort of overlooked because, you know, we talk about Bijan and Tyler Algier and Kyle Pitts and Drake London. Darnell Mooney from Tulane. Okay, he's with the Bears, and, man, I don't know what you want to describe their offense the last couple of years, but it's not been good. And now he goes with Atlanta, and you can see in certain third-down plays and first-down plays, first and third, Kirk wants to get Darnell the ball out in the flat. And I know one thing. Man, Darnell can run. I mean, he's got some big-time speed, but he's one of those guys when you think about the Falcons. He's not in the conversation. Watch him make a big play or two against the Saints.
Yeah, and he was a headache the first time around, and a lot of it is you mentioned it, his speed. He's really electric. There's not a whole lot of defense coordinators. Like, when you have Drake London, you have Kyle Pitts, and you have Bijan Robinson, we mentioned those three, defensive coordinators are really going to focus on those guys. So I think Mooney does a great job of taking advantage of the matchups he gets. And I don't know, for some reason, I don't know what it is about Atlanta. I remember back when we played Atlanta, Harry Douglas would kill us all the time. Gonzalez, we would kind of hold. Roddy White, Julio Jones, we kind of hold down. But then there was Harry Douglas, who's the other kind of forgotten guy. You can't cover everybody or double-team everybody. And now it seems like Mooney is kind of that guy in this offense. But he's electric, and you have to make sure you corral him and get multiple guys to him as well, just like Algier, because these guys, they make plays in space, and I think that's what's good about their offense.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Scott, Mike mentioned the fact that, you know, in these interim coaches, you tend to get that bump from a team going into the next game. Well, I know Darren Rizzi, just hearing him, he definitely brings a big bump to this team. What do you know about him and what he provides going into this final stretch of the season now for the Black and Gold in his relationship with the players?
Listen to him good. Listen to him good. He's a northern version of Coach O. He got that raspy voice like he's fixing to lose it.
Yeah. I don't know him personally, but I just know from being around the team, you know, I was out at camp and going to meetings and watching how he talked in front of the team during special teams meeting. Definitely a high energy guy. He captures the attention of everybody. He would have jokes. He would keep it light and then be back to business. So I think he's got a huge personality, but he knows how to grind when it's time to grind and knows how to have fun when it's time to have fun. So if this team starts to have some success with Coach Riz, you know, he's going to have a legitimate shot at being the head coach for the Saints. I truly believe that. That's why they're giving him this opportunity. Saints go 7-1 or something crazy like that. I mean, you have to give, if you know Dennis isn't going to be your coach, give somebody else an opportunity to show what they're like in front of you. And so it's a huge opportunity for him, an opportunity he's been waiting for his whole life. And, you know, we'll see how the players respond. But yeah, I think he's going to bring a lot of energy and juice to the team.
Scott, Monday Night Football, we were talking about it with a couple of people that were here. Man, and, okay, Tampa gets an opportunity. They score a touchdown. And, okay, if you lose the coin toss in overtime, you give it to Mahomes. Your thoughts on Todd Bowles going for the extra point and not going for the two? My thing is, hey, listen, even if you missed it, I'm going to lose it or win it on that play. I'm not giving Mahomes another opportunity with the football in his hands.
No, I agree with you. Mahomes, you know, Mahomes really reminds me of, and I know everybody compares him, is he going to be the greatest of all time to Brady? But when I watch him play, it's how he plays the game. Every game, he plays a different game, and he plays it, how do I have to win this game tonight in front of me? And so because he's so good at that, whether it's throwing for yards, whether it's throwing the ball deep or intermediate or handing the ball off, he's so good at managing the game and finding a way to win those games. But I agree with you. The longer you play games against great players like that who know how to manage the game, the worse your odds of winning that game are. So if you have an opportunity to win a game against Mahomes, especially on the road, I think you take it. And a lot of times teams get too conservative. I know Todd's a defensive guy. But, yeah, if you have an opportunity to beat Mahomes in overtime, you do that and go home with a win, hopefully.
Overall, Scott, looking at that trade that the Saints made, getting Marshawn Lattimore to the Washington Commanders, getting some draft picks back. Obviously, a talent like Marshawn, you hate to see him leave. I know a lot consider him the best corner in Saints history. And now you look, you got Paulson Adebo's down right now. Alante Taylor, I would think, would step into that outside role for the remainder of the season. But just losing a talent like Marshawn is always tough. But like I said, it was at least something beneficial. You're getting some draft capital back in return that this team definitely needs, that influx of young talent come next season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's no doubt Marshawn Lattimore is a heck of a player. And then you trade him away and you see he's only 28 years old and you're like, man. But the reality is, and you just said it, you need draft capital. That's the way you're going to get out of this. You know, this 8-9, 9-8 type of thing that we've been in the last couple of years is you need to draft well. You need to get some draft capital. You know, you haven't drafted a Pro Bowler in 6 years. I mean, you have to hit on some drafts, and to do that, you have to have draft capital. Marshawn, what's going to hurt is watching. You know, the other thing about Marshawn is his salary was high. He was hurt a lot. So those things all added up to, hey, it's time to move on. Let's get some picks. But, you know, it's going to hurt because I think Washington's one of those up-and-coming teams. You're going to watch Marshawn in the playoffs. He's probably going to lock somebody down. And as a Saints fan, it's going to hurt a little bit. But you kind of know it's for the greater good. You have to get some picks to get out of where we are right now.
Scott, have you ever seen a player, or you went up against a player in the NFL in his first year like Jaden Daniels? I mean, you know, he's kind of jaw-dropping on what he can do. He doesn't put too many bad balls up that would be intercepted. He knows when it's time to run. Now, one of the things I told him in the offseason, hey, you better learn how to slide or get it running out of bounds. Now, he would always give me a big smile and laugh, but man, he is so dynamic, and what he's done for the Commanders franchise, man, ain't nobody wanted to play for them. Now, you got quite a few people that would want to play for the Washington Commanders.
Yeah, he's a special player. You know, you say that. I just saw there was a poll last week or 2 weeks ago that they asked a bunch of players in the NFL, if you were to get traded or a free agent, what organization would you want to get signed with? And the number one answer was the Washington Commanders. That is the Jaden Daniels effect. That franchise, to see what he's done there in a short amount of time, almost like what Burrow did in Cincinnati. I think a lot of times people, they spend so much time on the negatives about kids coming out instead of what their positives are. You know, he's sly. He's going to get hurt in the NFL. He's too skinny. Man, I don't care. That guy tore up the SEC. You don't tear up the SEC conference and not at least be a good NFL player. He's got a good head on his shoulders. He's a great leader. Guys love being around him. You get that type of guy, and it really changes your franchise, and you've seen what he's done in Washington.
Scott, give us a little bio. What's happening at Nebraska in football?
Oh, man, where do I start? Now, it's been rough. It's been rough. There's, you know, they have a young quarterback. He's the highest rated quarterback that they've ever recruited, Dylan Raiola. He's only 18 years old. So, you know, it's about keeping those guys around and building around those guys. I just think there are some interior linemen away, some D linemen, some pass rushers away. But they just can't get over this hump. Like, once they, it's like they start getting this confidence and beat Colorado really bad early in the year. And then they go and lose to Illinois the next week. So it's about just building confidence and keeping it rolling. They just have not been able to do that. Unfortunately, it's been about 10 years of that.
Yeah. It's sort of, I've seen this movie already.
Scott, definitely looking forward to seeing you in the Dome on Sunday. A big one. Hopefully this black and gold bunch snap that skid, take down the Dirty Birds, and at least make the fans happy for one weekend, right? It's been a while.
Yeah, absolutely. I always go back to this. When I got to the Saints, I remember the Saints fans telling me, we want to win every game. Just don't lose to Dallas or Atlanta. So let's start there. Don't lose to Atlanta, and we'll make people happy for at least a week.
Always appreciate your time, man. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Scott. Yeah,
no problem. See you guys.
Super Bowl champion, Saints pregame and postgame analyst Scott Shanley joining us there. Man, oh, man, the Dirty Birds coming to the Superdome. And haven't even brought up Alvin Kamara having the chance to now become the team's all-time leading rusher, 11 yards away from tying Mark Ingram. I'm sure Marky Mark will be in the stadium, too, on Sunday against Atlanta.
Man, my thing about it is, man, that's why a lot of people, I wouldn't have paid Alvin Kamara. You watch him run. He's still got some gas left in the football tank. And, okay, how many playmakers do you have? I mean, he's him and Taysom.
Alvin Taysom, that's what I was going to say.
Because you have no idea on if or when Chris Olave comes back this year. Rashid Shaheed's lost for the season. Man, Alvin's going to be carting two real heavy buckets of water for you all the way down the stretch. And hopefully he can stay healthy. And Taysom can stay healthy.
Amen to that.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.